What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he hits a ground ball right side, fielded by Bush. Go to second. There's one over to first. It's going to be not in time. Is Shota okay? He's holding the back of his left leg. Safe the call at first. Shota might have pulled a muscle of some kind. I don't want to speculate, but he's obviously not 100% right now.
This could be a problem. I think he's grabbing his left hamstring is what he's grabbing now.
He's never had any lower body, you know, muscle strains, so he's a little unsure of you know, what the feeling means. But he felt something for sure.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. You heard the voice there of Craig Counsell talking about the fact that, as Pat just described to you, Shota Imanaga was forced to leave the game yesterday with what looked like a biting hamstring injury. He said, though, through a translator, that it was in the front of his thigh.
I know.
Which is weird, because I believe the hamstring's on the back of
the
thigh.
He also grabbed the back of his thigh.
Yeah.
So I do wonder, literally, if something might have been lost in translation.
Okay.
Only because the injury appeared to be obvious. When you reach for the back, everyone's done that.
We've all had hammies.
We've all seen that.
We all have hammies.
Yes, we do.
But we've
and
all
Shota
had them.
Has never experienced this kind of discomfort, or it seems like it had this kind of injury.
Yes.
So you do wonder about the timeline. You wonder about his recovery process and how long, you know, everybody's recovery process is different.
Yeah.
You don't know how much he has experience with this kind of a thing. It doesn't sound like a lot. So I don't know that you can predict and project what happens next. Craig Counsell didn't sound like he was in the mood to do so.
No.
And I wouldn't be either. Even though you win the series, you get 4-2 in the road trip. The Cubs are feeling pretty good about themselves. They should be.
Yes.
But look at big picture. You zoom out and you're like, okay, it's a 162-game season, and you have lost Justin Steele, Javier Assad, and now Shota Imanaga. Three guys that were penciled into your five-man rotation at the beginning of spring training. So your depth is being tested immediately, and it will continue to be. And you wonder, the big question around Cubdom this morning is, what's next? Who's next?
And we talked about this a week ago when Shota had the cramp in his leg. And, you know, anytime you see a guy leave with the trainer, you're like, oh, wait, hold on a second. But it was nothing. It was a cramp. And so they got through that. But now this seems more serious than a cramp. And we said at the time that Shota, by a mile, was their most important pitcher, because he's the ace of their staff. He's the guy that they play so well behind. And you're already down Steele. So, yeah, you need Shota more than ever. Now, we are sitting with bated breath. We will find out later today exactly what the imaging. Well, maybe we won't.
We might not
today. No,
we might
he's
not.
He's having the imaging today.
Yeah.
Hopefully we.
They
get
don't
an
have
answer.
To make a move because his next start isn't until Saturday, I believe.
And they don't have to tell us anything.
Yeah, they don't have to tell us anything. We would like to know. I think if you are going to call up somebody from AAA, you might not have to immediately.
You might not have to. You and got if, Chris Flexen is there.
You also have some options.
And
if
he
you
could probably start.
If you want to call up a bullpen arm in the meantime,
right?
You buys yourself some time. So it's one of those things that is more consternation on a staff that has been pretty good. Hasn't been the strength of this team, but it has been better than I think people are giving it credit for. Because you look, I think the Cubs, how many shutouts have they had now? I think maybe 5 shutouts already in this young season.
That's pretty good. We have had a laugh over Pat Murphy and what he had to say in the post game, because he talked about the couple of the Cubs that had outstanding weekends, and this is the way he termed it.
Their young guys are at the peak of their game. You know, it's the blue-haired kid is you know, kind of a freak right now, the way he's playing. The new kid with the huge feet, that kid is what a hitter. You know what I mean? What a hitter. I just notice him when he's digging in the box, and I'm like, oh, this is bad. You know, but he's what a hitter. What a hitter. They could put the kid with blue hair on the mound. He can do anything else right now. Superhuman.
So
does he still have blue hair?
Yeah, I don't think so. They showed him with his blonde hair now, I think.
Well, I like that kid, man. He's a good player.
So the blue-haired kid is Pete Crow Armstrong, and the guy with the big feet is size 14-footed.
Was that a thing? Did you know that about Kyle Tucker?
I did not know.
Until Murph told us, I didn't know he had size 14
I
feet.
I didn't know he was the guy with the big feet.
No, I did not either.
Huge feet.
Huge feet.
Man of many feet, but not big feet, necessarily.
No, I didn't realize that most of his power comes from the feet. I now understand that he has an incredible base with those ski-type feet of his.
He is definitely an asset in the middle of that order. We're batting second, and he makes everyone around him better. Nice of Pat Murphy to throw a compliment his way. I do think he was being complimentary in a way that only Murph can compliment.
Yeah, I read, you know, I'm
tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, but I'm going to wonder if that is a compliment.
That's his sense of humor.
I know it is.
He's a very he likes to razz people.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. We talked to him Saturday morning. He didn't mention any of the. He didn't try out his stuff on us.
He didn't use
Saturday
any
morning.
Of his stuff.
Very disappointed in Murph.
Well, he saved it for the home team.
He did.
We have a texter checking in. Wait until the Cubs call up Moises Ballesteros. Murph will say that roly poly kid can really hit. I think he'll say more like that. You know, hey, they got that Oompa Loompa. I think he'd probably go that direction.
He could definitely do
but
that.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, I think if you watch Moises Ballesteros and he was hitting again over the weekend, he is a very unique looking player.
Did he have a good weekend?
I missed that. I just saw a couple of hits in the pregame
show. I was more mesmerized by what Cade Horton did on Sunday, which is why I believe that he should get the next start in Shota Imanaga's place. If Shota goes on the IL, it's time. I understand the conservation of innings thing.
I'd want to see how long Shota is out. If it's necessary to make kind of a long-term move, then I would do so. But if it's not, if this is something where it's a couple of starts and you can get through it, I might try to do it that way.
Texter has a good question. 309 says, could Brad Keller start? And yes, he could. He has experience in the rotation. That said, Council has started to use him.
Why not try Flexen? Well, I don't understand. Like, Brad Keller is finding a spot in the bullpen and is earning that spot. That's a good thing.
Why not try Flexen? This would be my answer.
Yep.
Because you are now trying to establish roles for your bullpen so they can feel comfortable and they know what's coming next. And Chris Flexen just got here 5 minutes ago. And already he's playing a role which is the versatile. He's in the Colin Ray role because Colin Ray has had to play the role of the fifth starter.
Yeah, and that's why I believe he would be a good starter at this point because he was killing it at AAA.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the role he was playing. They found like another, they changed one of his pitches out or something, and all of a sudden he's got like a 1 point something ERA at AAA. Why do you have to go with the young star, the hopeful future star, and then risk
erase the reputation, the up and down? Erase the fact that he's your second rated prospect. Erase all of those things about Cade Horton.
I'm saying go with Flexen.
I know, but I'm saying that you're looking at, you have your major league pitching staff right now. As always, bullpens tend to be always in a state of flux.
Yes.
But guys are rounding into their roles. I think Keller being used in this way is a surprise to some people. I think Flexen can find his own way in the bullpen. If you're looking for somebody to take Shota's starts while he is on the mend, you've got somebody at AAA. He doesn't have to stay here all season long.
Let's say you bring up Horton, mm-hmm. and 3 weeks later, all of a sudden now he has to go back down, or you're moving someone
unless
else
he's
out?
That good and he stays.
Okay, then who are you moving out?
Well, then you're moving out Colin Ray because he's going back to his bullpen role.
But then he doesn't have options.
Oh, Molly, that would be a wonderful problem to have. That would be a wonderful issue to address.
I just think I don't want to create a problem unless I have to.
There, you've got a problem. Your ace is down.
Well,
Shota pulled whatever muscle he had in those legs. He needs to do some squats with Ben Johnson. He needs to strengthen his hammies.
Whatever muscle he has.
So if he's out,
I want that confirmed and verified, and I want to know. If he's out for, you know, is he even on the IL?
I hear you.
But
we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
That's
but
all.
We're dealing with the limited information we have. That's what we do. But the thing is
But you're dealing with it like we have more information than we have.
I'm getting ready, prepared mentally, okay, to call up the best young pitcher in your organization.
And I'm not making a move until I have to.
And I'm telling you that this season has been all about urgency from the Cubs' perspective. When you look at the way they've approached it, did they wait on Matt Shaw to plummet below 150 before they sent him down? No.
They didn't handle that well. They brought him up.
In what way?
He failed and they had to send him back down. That's the way.
So that's my point, is that they reacted quickly to something that wasn't working. They were, and I've said this since spring training started, the Cubs with Craig Counsell and Jed Hoyer in this contract year have taken a common sense approach to problem solving. Actually, they've looked like much of what the Bears are doing. And this is a smart, common sense approach to a problem. You don't have to keep Cade Horton up to eat all his innings.
But David, I mean, honestly, when you finally saw Matt Shaw, wasn't there like a kind of a shock, like, ooh, hey, look at all that's going on there. Look at him. He's got that legs in, and this is over here, and he's going to move that. You took one look at him. It's not like Kyle Tucker, where the guy comes in with this swing where you're like,
that's Ted Williams.
Of course that's going to work.
Oh, look, they're going to want to do a documentary on Ted Williams and use his swing.
That's Ted Williams.
Yeah, that's Kyle right. Tucker. That's Bigfoot.
That's Bigfoot with the smooth swing. That's Ted Williams if he had size 14.
Yeah, right. Yes, with Matt Shaw there were issues, but I also think a couple things to remember. It'll sound like excuse making.
No.
Matt Shaw had
excuses.
He missed a good chunk of spring training with the was it the oblique strain
oblique
or the adductor
strain.
Muscle?
Yeah.
One of the two.
Right.
But he missed some time, and I feel like when he came back, there was like a. I don't think they handled that as well as they could have, because it seemed like he was rushed a little bit, maybe in his own head. And he did appear to be ready for the season to start everywhere except for at the plate. And he looked like he had lost a lot of the things about his hitting approach that were assets before, and he just wasn't the same hitter for whatever reason. Maybe he's taking the jump. Maybe he was still compensating for the injury. He just wasn't the same guy.
I tell you what, I was encouraged by Ben Brown's start. I think that's a good thing. That was a good turn of events, especially after the manager kind of called him out. Hey, we need better than that. That's the way he termed it. And the kid gave you better. So that's a good thing to see happen. I don't know that I'm going to be over the moon if they have to make a move and bring up Cade Horton immediately.
Okay. I might be.
I just think I might want to wait a
little
bit. I don't
know about over the moon. I'll be encouraged. 815. What happens if Horton is brought up and he gets roughed up? You send him back down and mess with his psyche?
Oh, you definitely mess with his psyche.
I don't think these guys are as fragile as we sometimes make them appear.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
You send them back down. They're pitching in AAA instead of, you know, against Brewers.
I'm not trying to protect his psyche. I'm just trying to give him time until you really need him, because I feel like, again, I'm not sure how long he can go.
Let me check my watch.
And it's May.
You really need him.
Okay, I don't think we even know that Shota is out and for how long he's out. You might. What if it's three turns in the rotation tops, right? That's a long period of time, but you could do.
That's 15 days,
yeah,
roughly.
But, like, who you playing? Take a look at the schedule. I know they got the Giants now, but they've gone through a lot of the.
You got the Sox coming up.
Well, there
you
go.
You got the Marlins twice.
You don't think that.
Just when you start to assume things.
The Chris Flexen revenge game, you don't think that's a thing?
You don't want to be in a position where you are assuming anything about
Houston,
your schedule.
Where you're Houston and you figure you've already won the series.
847. David, you were hell-bent on Shaw making the Japan trip. You can't complain about how they used him. Not complaining about how they used him. I would have done the exact same thing. I was clamoring for him to get on the plane and sit, you know, and take that 14-hour journey to Tokyo. I'm just saying that when he did return, I feel like it was a little bit rushed, even though I understood why they rushed him.
I, in fairness, I didn't even want the Cubs, any of them, to go to Japan. And I thought it would have been best if they conceded the two games because it was just a homecoming series, and they would have, and it would have worked out the same way anyway.
You take away those two losses, they're 21-12.
I'm just saying. That's pretty good.
It's a pretty good clip. They're playing 600 baseball. This is a very good team. They have aspirations for the postseason that are realistic. They should win the division. They're the best, most talented team in that division. I suppose to see the other side of the argument, and I'm not adamant that they bring up Cade Horton. I just something that I would recommend. But I do understand if they're playing the long game here, and then and May is nothing to get too excited about one way or another, all right, maybe they will be more deliberate in his ascent. But if you're not going to use him when you need him, and you do need him now. You need somebody to fill in for your ace.
When are
you going to call him up?
How many? He was injured, and he's had like one start in Iowa, right? It's not like
Cade Horton.
How long?
He's got six starts this year.
He's got six this year
and
in
Iowa. He's lights out. Lights out.
Okay.
His ERA is below two. He has 33 strikeouts in 29 innings.
How many? 29 innings. So how many? Can you get him to 100 innings? I'm just asking, like, how long does he go? How long? Don't you want him coming up?
You're doing the math. If you're Tommy Hotovy and you're Craig Counsell, Craig Counsell will ask somebody else to, you know, give him the information, and he'll make the decision ultimately. But I think that it's not an unreasonable thing to wonder about. It certainly is a worthy discussion.
Listen,
and if you're a team that's a contender, you've got to consider all these things.
You know, Justin Steele went out. And we were told that, you know, they were going to figure something out with him within had to give him a little bit of time off. And then all of a sudden he's looking for a second opinion.
Uh-oh.
And then he's having season-ending surgery.
I'm
just saying, that's how it went down. So what do you mean,
now
this
you
guy?
Now you got him on the surgical schedule? Shota?
No, you do.
No, I don't.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
The guy came out of a game with a hammy, and now, like, we're
talking about
looking
options.
For a replacement.
Listen, you got to talk about contingency plans. That's everything. You got to have contingency plans.
Oh, I've got them.
Everybody's got to have a plan. I think if you're talking about plans for Shota going on the injured list for more than 10 days. I think plan A for me would be Cade Horton, because you don't have to. It doesn't mean he has to be in Chicago the rest of the year.
Who are you knocking off the 40 man? Who are you DFAing to make room for him? Or, do you have to?
I'll
do
look
that?
A little closer, but I'm not going to worry about that so much.
All right. All right.
My concern is, how do you win the next game that showed a schedule to start?
Yeah, I mean, I think you score 10 runs. They're averaging just under six runs a game. I think it's 5.94.
So you want to lean on the offense to cover up the pitching
depth issue? It's worked thus far. I want to know.
All right.
Here's what I want to do. I just want to know how long you're losing Shota for before
I'm gonna start
making decisions.
This is what I want to do. I want to know what John Heyman would do.
Yes. There's a man that knows a thing or two about baseball. We'll bring in John next, and we'll ask him. Maybe he can talk us all off the ledge. Make your trade. Make it this week. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 in Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
John Heyman, insider for MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
New York Post columnist, Curb Your Enthusiasm enthusiast.
You hate people. Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I'm going to endorse the point where I say you never know with the Cubs, but I'm going to retract the I like the White Sox.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. What a treat, John Heyman here in studio. John, great to see you, and always wonderful to have the baseball season going the way it is on the north side. A lot of people fired up.
Yeah, absolutely. Their team looks great. It's great to be in here. Dave, it's fantastic. I mean, their record is good, but I think they're better than their record. 20 games against the Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and Padres. That tells you they have really performed so far this season. Now, these injuries, I hear you guys talking about it. It's getting a bit disconcerting. Obviously, now they've lost their ace. I know people referred to Steele as the ace when he went down, but, you know, even if number two. So they've lost two, probably their top two starting
pitchers. Their top
pitchers.
Two starters. Right. It's interesting because we talk about the offense, and it is on a record pace for the Cubs. And I think you look at the fact that they have had five shutouts this early in the season for a rotation that has basically now, this is a third injured starter. Assad, nobody talks about Javier Assad. They were counting on him to play some role in this staff, and he's out indefinitely now. He's on the 60-day IL. So you just wonder now, in this context, John, when you look at how teams deal with losses like that with top prospects, and Cade Horton is the number one prospect in the Cubs organization, how would you handle it?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it, and I
also heard Dustin, and I know we don't like to assume, but we did see the guy grab his hamstring, right? So, I mean, let's, you know, being logical, we're figuring, and I get why you guys are preparing because it does look bad. You know, I would go ahead and give Flexen a start. I mean, you know, he was, I know he was 3-15 last year for your White Sox, but that's not such a bad record for the White Sox. Right? That doesn't fit right in.
Star quality.
He actually had a positive war. He actually, his stats are better than Horton's at AAA this year. So I would go ahead and give him a start, see how he does. This has been his role, basically, except, you know, when he was with the White Sox, he got full run of the rotation. But I would give it to him. I mean, Horton is 23. He hasn't been at AAA that long. So I get it. I do feel that's the way it's going. I think that's where they're headed.
I find it interesting the difference in approaches with prospects sometimes, because we have seen guys rushed. I know not everyone is Paul Skeens, but there are other examples of you know, young, bright pitching prospects with good futures who don't spend a lot of time in the minor leagues, and these kind of concerns aren't as prevalent. Because Cade Horton, as young as he is, he was drafted 3 years ago. So he's still in the minors. And I just wonder, you know, sometimes can you be too deliberate with a prospect?
You can. He is only 23. So, I mean, I'm going to defer to him. I don't know him personally. I mean, you know, he's 23 years old. You know, he has some experience. He's done well at the A, double A. He's now at triple A doing well. But it's not a ton of experience. And you're right. I mean, there's basically only one Paul Skeens. There was one Steven Strasburg. There aren't guys like this. You know, he was a high pick. He is very talented. He is their top pitching prospect. You know, it may come to that, you know, but I would play it safe at the moment. Their offense is spectacular. As Mully said, they might win a 10-9 game. I think they can get by with Flexen for now. Maybe I'm being cautious. Maybe I'm deferring them because I don't know Cade Horton. He is only 23. So, yeah, I'm just being cautious on this one.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm doing. And I'm glad that you said that, because David will respect your opinion.
Yeah, you guys were going at it pretty good there.
No, we had that disagreement.
I like it.
About
I love it.
It's good. I mean, it was
healthy.
It wasn't mean spirited.
I noticed you are seated pretty far apart in the room.
That's a COVID problem.
That's a COVID thing. We never switched.
All right. But I'm curious, when you look at, I mean, we know how good Kyle Tucker is. We've also talked about, by the end of the year, whose stats are going to look better, because Pete Crow Armstrong, over the last 17 games, has gone absolutely crazy. The statistics are unbelievable. And you like having a guy with everything on the back of the baseball card, but is this a young guy? Like, do we know what his limits are? Is he still just coming into his own?
You would think. I mean, he's only 23, and he is doing this. And I talked to him in spring training, and he is, I thought, a fantastic kid. I know some of the old-time scouts don't love the blue hair and all that. I guess he's gotten away from the blue hair. I don't mind the blue hair. I'm old, but I'm not a scout, so maybe I'm a little more, you know, I'm a little more accepting of these things. I think Pete is a fantastic young player. You know, if he hit 240 with 10 home runs, he'd still be valuable, because he is maybe the best center fielder in the game. That is huge. He gets incredible jumps. I mean, you know, he's a 2-3 war guy just on his defense. So, you know, that gives them some leeway, and the guy can hit. I mean, he's torturing his hometown Dodgers so far this year. I found him fantastic. Talked to him. He didn't actually tell me this. People around him told me he likes to be called Pete, not PCA. I think it's over. I think he's PCA forever now. I don't think he can do anything about it.
They were chanting in Japan.
Right. In Japan, in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee too.
Where I don't know. Milwaukee, they get fans out there. So I'm surprised that they allowed so many Cubs into the park. Is there a way to prevent this kind of thing?
Lamar.
Put on a bar.
They call it Wrigley North for a reason, John.
Yeah, I guess so. But he's great. He's terrific.
He's terrific. And so I think if you're big picture-wise, Tom Ricketts, you're looking at this season, and what's happening is you've got PCA developing into a star. You might be able to get in early with one of these early extensions that you see going on around baseball. You also have the larger investment potentially in Kyle Tucker, who is a rental, essentially. You made that trade, and all so far it looks like a very wise move. Do you expect the Cubs to be in a position, or do you think the Cubs are positioning themselves, whether it's budget-wise or just psychologically, to afford both guys?
Well, they should be able to afford both guys. Their revenues are very high. This is a very successful franchise. They've done great from a business standpoint. They did not come close on Bregman. That looks like a bit of a mistake at this point because he is he's not going to be the MVP because, you know, that's basically done at this point. The judge will be the MVP, but he'd be in the running. Otherwise, he's been incredible. They made a run, which was which was a good idea, but, you know, this is a team that still seems to hold the line, I think. And, you know, I've been on here many, many times talking about how they need to spend. Still, their biggest contracts have been for Hayward and Swanson, under $200 million. Now, neither one of them, Swanson's terrific defensively, but neither one of them has really gone crazy here on the north side, right? Even though they did spend that money, but and obviously spend more than the White Sox. That's double what the White Sox have spent on anybody. I know I see you rolling your eyes over there. I'd love to see them. They got to sign. You got to sign, whether you call him PCA or Pete or whatever. You're going to get a good deal on him at this point, right? I mean, I don't think he needs the money. His family, they're, you know, I don't know if they're well-to-do, but they're doing well. He's made a little bit of money. He's not desperate, but you got to do that because you can do it for $100 million or less, which is nothing in today's day and age. So got to do that. Tucker, it seems like he's willing to talk in season. So that is a great sign to get something done. I had a rival executive tell me they got to put the $500 million in front of them. They're not going to do that. That's not the Cubs, but you got to make them a good offer in season and give it a shot. Well, it already has. I mean, certainly Soto raised the bar, and then, you know, Soto might be a one-off to some degree, but then you got Vlad with the $500 million. I get Toronto was desperate. They had to do it. Toronto's an even bigger, you know, they even have bigger money, you know, spend. Yes. They're richer, even richer owner, and they were in a position, they should have signed him years ago. And they thought they were going to get Ohtani. They thought they were going to get Soto. They didn't get either of them. They had to keep a guy who wanted to be there. It feels like Tucker, if he seems to be willing to talk in season, he wants to be here. So let's get it done.
Is there this element of the expiring collective bargaining agreement
that looms
behind the scenes that they're very well aware of and might be limiting the amount of money they want to commit?
Yeah, I mean, that shouldn't. It really shouldn't. I mean, Guerrero just signed for this money. Soto signed the record contract, biggest in sports history. If there is this looming stoppage, something can be written in the contract, and generally you don't have to pay, but you never know, I guess. But hopefully that does not, you know, put the kibosh on it. He seems like, just reading between the lines here, he'd be willing to stay. They want to keep him, you know. Let's try to do it. Let's give it a shot.
Giants come to town tonight for a series against the Cubs. They've already seen the best of the NL West, although it's hard to know what is the best of the NL West. Is that the toughest division in baseball, hands down?
Yeah, absolutely. That division is fantastic. I mean, there is no two ways about it. The Dodgers are the best team. We know that. I know some people are saying they're disappointing, but they have the best record in baseball. The Padres pitching is incredible, even with their injuries. Diamondbacks are outstanding. And the Giants, they had a vibe going in spring training, and they've carried it over. You have four great teams, and then you got the poor Rockies. I mean, they're in worse shape than your White Sox.
That's hard to believe.
At least they're not the worst, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we say all the time.
So, that's the saying, right?
I'm curious, when we look at the Cubs, are they being I want to be careful how I word this. They are winning series over and over again, but they're not necessarily sweeping series. And in fact, they're 4-8 when they go for the sweep, and they're 1-5 on Sundays for some weird reason. In that same vein, shouldn't they be sweeping more games? I mean, they're three games over the Reds. It just feels like they played so well. Why, they almost have to be greedier.
Yeah, I think they've had tough competition. I think it's 20 games against the teams in the West. I think they've done very well, and they do have some issues right now, right? Third base is an issue. The bullpen is an issue. Now we've got the injuries in the rotation, so there are definitely issues to resolve, but overall they've done very well. I think they have a great manager. They have a great offense. Tucker is a star. PCA, or Pete, whatever you want to call him, is doing terrific.
If he's hitting below 200, he's Pete. If he's hitting home runs at this rate, he's PCA.
He likes Pete, but that's not going to work. PCA is already caught on fire. So
I didn't know he liked Pete. Someone asked him about it this weekend, and he said, "Oh, call me PCA."
Yeah, he didn't tell me this. Yeah. People around him told me he prefers Pete, but it doesn't matter. It's not going to happen. He's forever PCA at this point.
They're chanting PCA now. They might be chanting MVP later.
Maybe.
Is his middle name Henry? Is he PHCA?
He's Pete Henry Crow Armstrong, I believe. Yeah.
PHCA.
Okay. That's doesn't a have quite the ring to it.
No, PCA. No. It flows. Yeah. I think that's it.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the White Sox.
Yes.
We'll mention them. No, they're on fire. They're 3-1 in May. Come on. Follow the turn of the schedule. 3-1 in May, John.
They're hot.
They may have their first winning month since... I'll be quiet. It's Mully and Haw. We've got John Heyman on the score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to John Heyman, and we have him here in studio. It's like, just made our day, John. what did you think of the Sox with their Bulls jerseys on? What did you think of
the other night.
City Connect this weekend? They had the red jersey.
And I didn't bother me. You didn't like it.
Oh, I thought it was great.
They were better than I thought, actually.
I thought it was great. I had no problem.
I like the black pants complementing the red jerseys.
I thought the black unis they had earlier in the year for whatever that was were pretty good. I mean, anything other than that blue that the Red Sox wore. But I was surprised just that they're doing a tribute to the Bulls. Well, I hope it's the old Bulls.
Well, Jerry wants to remind you he was the Bulls owner during the heyday, right?
Yes.
So there's a reminder.
That's it. That's got to be what it is.
So how do you look at the Luis Robert situation? Now he leads the majors in stolen bases. He's running more. He's more aggressive on the base paths. He's starting to hit a little bit. Report over the weekend that he could be traded by Memorial Day. Is that a little bit early?
Yeah, I've been holding off on this. I still don't think he really is at his value. This is a guy with a terrific talent with 38 home runs. He's still batting under 200. I get he leads in steals with 15. He's also been caught 5 times. Good. I mean, that's good. But, you know, at this point, I don't see them getting the haul that you would be hoped to get for a guy with this kind of talent. So I'm holding off. I don't believe he's getting traded by the Memorial Day. Very few players do. I do think there is a good chance if he gets that average up, starts hit a few more home runs, that he could get traded at the deadline.
I get it that, he could get hurt any time he steals a base. I mean, we all know the history of that stuff. But, I mean, good God, this is a guy they thought they'd get two good prospects for. And when you look at them, the trading Crochet was difficult to watch, but they got good prospects in return. You know, they got a couple of good players. They need players. They don't have a minor league full of players. So their best minor league players are guys that they traded players for. Like Edgar Caro is playing really well. Mm-hmm. Chase Meidroff is playing really well. But the idea that they don't have enough of those, don't be giving Luis Robert away without getting some value in return, and not one player.
Right. You're not going to be getting those two great prospects for Luis Robert at this point. I mean, nobody's trading you two top 100 prospects for a guy hitting 195 or whatever he's hitting. That's just not happening. I mean, I understand that 2 years ago he had this huge year, but it's at this point he had a bad year last year. He's been a little bit better so far this year. He's still, that contract looks so cheap at one point, right? The $20 million options. Everyone's like, wow, this is fantastic. He's going to be worth $40 million. At this point, that looks high to me. $20 million still looks high. So I'm not giving up one good if I'm another team, I'm not giving up one good prospect for him.
How unorthodox is what they're doing with Colson Montgomery, taking him out of action, sending him to their complex, and hoping that he gets right?
I mean, it's worth a try. He clearly is not hitting at all. This is a guy who's obviously a top prospect and has been so, a high draft choice, a first rounder. You've got to try something. I'm kind of with them. I kind of think they're generally making right moves. I'm glad Mully mentioned the Crochet deal. I thought that was a great deal to get Teal Montgomery and Meidroth. I thought they did great there. It was only a half year earlier that the Dodgers and other teams had made offers that weren't even half as good. So I think generally they're on the right track. But as I've said a number of times here, Mully, it is a slow track. And I heard you guys talk about how they're on a 48-win pace. They won 41 last year. I mean, if you improve 7 wins a year, it's going to take another 7 years before they're really a good team, right? I mean, you're a long way from contention. I'm sorry to break that to you. I know.
That's what my brother's always complaining, like, they're not going to contend in my lifetime.
Well, how old is he? Is he 50 or 90?
No, he's like 65, I guess. He'll be this
how's his
summer.
Health?
He's fine. Oh, okay. He's in great shape. He doesn't believe they're going to compete in his lifetime.
Well,
he's a Sox fan. What?
I think if you're 65, you probably have a life expectancy of over 20 years, right?
Yeah.
You've already gotten to 65.
He doesn't think they can pull it off in 20.
By winning, yes, I think they'll have a winning record in those 20 years. If that's what he means by win, if he means win a championship, it's tough.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think he's talking title.
He's
greedy.
That's okay. I don't blame him. It's been a few years.
How stubborn? Why are they being so stubborn with Andrew Vaughn? Because he struggled to this day. Yeah. He has struggled. And you would think that enough's enough at some point.
Yeah. I mean, he was a number three overall pick. Obviously, in retrospect, that looks like a big, big mistake. And looking at that draft, I mean, obviously, being number three wasn't the best position to be in because you knew that Witt and Rutschman would go 1-2. I think we were all a little surprised it was Rutschman 1 and Witt 2. But in any case, you knew you weren't getting either of them. They still had the opportunity to draft Corbin Carroll, Lodolo, who's outstanding with the Reds. He's going to be a star. Riley Green, who I went number 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. You had George Kirby. That was a very good draft. So to draft a guy who's a first baseman who's not hitting, that looks like a big mistake, and they they're like a lot of teams. They don't want to admit it, but I think there's room to call up Elko anyway. I mean, they could still find a spot. There's a DH spot, right?
Right.
Why not give it a shot? I do think that with Elko, the numbers are high in Charlotte, as Mully pointed out off the air. He does strike out occasionally. There are some questions. He's not a guarantee. But this is a guy who's 26 years old. He won a college championship with Ole Miss. I mean, at this point, I'm pretty close to giving. I've heard in coming weeks, so I think they expect bring him up, but they still have a little bit of rope here, apparently, for Vaughn. To me, Vaughn can DH. You could do something else. I would call up Elko.
They're waiting for Elko to stop hitting. So they're
waiting for him to stop hitting.
No, I'm just joking. Great stuff, John. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
To be here. Great to have you. Great to be in Chicago with you guys. You guys are the best.
You are, John, and we are delighted to have you. And we'll talk to Bruce Levine next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.